Simon & Schuster cancels Senator Josh Hawley's book over electoral vote objection. By Kyle Olson on January 7, 2021. Publishing giant Simon & Schuster canceled U.S. Senator Josh Hawley's ARMO book Thursday after he participated in a constitutional effort to challenge the 2020 election results. Hawley's upcoming book, titled The Tyranny of Big Tech, was scheduled to be released on June 22, 2021, according to a listing on the company's website that is still live. In The Tyranny of Big Tech, the current senator and former attorney general of Missouri argues that these companies, once hailed as the future of America, are now what ails the country. They are threatening America's Republican form of government. To reverse the concentration of these companies, which define our era, Senator Hawley argues that we must correct the mistakes of the progressive past and recover a more truly Republican politics, a politics premised on the importance of the working man and woman. That means recovering the link between liberty and democratic participation. It means getting an economy that makes the working class strong, independent, and accountable to no one. It also means curbing the influence of corporate and political elites, and understanding how we got here in the first place. The listing said Hawley's book investigates the overwhelming impact these companies have on our daily lives, and what we can do to control it. "We did not come to this decision lightly," Simon & Schuster said in a statement, The New York Times reported. "As a publisher, it will always be our mission to amplify a variety of voices and viewpoints. At the same time, we take seriously our larger public responsibility as citizens and cannot support Senator Hawley after his role in what became a dangerous threat." Before Simon & Schuster's announcement, Hawley had denounced the violence. "The violence must end, those who attacked police and broke the law must be prosecuted, and Congress must get back to work and finish its job," he said. Congress ultimately affirmed the Electoral College votes late Wednesday despite Hawley's leadership in an effort by over 100 members of Congress who sought debate over the results from several battleground states. Hawley fired back at the Orwellian company Thursday night. "Let me be clear, this is not just a contract dispute. It's a direct assault on the First Amendment. Only approved speech can now be published," he said, adding he would see the company in court. Hawley himself was the target of intimidation on Monday when members of Antifa protested outside his Virginia home. "They screamed threats, vandalized, and tried to pound open our door," he said, alleging they threatened my wife and newborn daughter. During a season of rioting, looting, and violence across the country by activists associated with Black Lives Matter, Simon & Schuster expressed support for the organization. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.